أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر. This is one of the shortest surahs of the Quran Sharif, but its meaning is so great that Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says that if there was nothing else revealed in the Quran Sharif, no other surah ayat, just one surah, it was also enough for the guidance of mankind. So we can well imagine how much of guidance, how much of matter there is in it. And this also shows the great miracle of the Quran Sharif, though it is one of the shortest surahs after Inna Aatayna, but yet its meaning is, it contains so much of meaning that it can never ever be exhausted. And when that is the case of the shortest surah, then the whole Quran Sharif, what meaning Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has put in there. But sadly, we haven't explored this. We have explored many other things in our life, but the Quran Sharif, as great, great ulama, Shaykh al-Hind, Maulana Mahmood al-Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, all have said, one of the greatest causes of the downfall of the Ummah is that we have abandoned the Quran Sharif. Of each one of us, we think, how much do we read even Quran Sharif? Our practice on the Quran Sharif, if the Quran Sharif is that kitab where a person even reads in the dua of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَرَضِيْتُ بِالْقُرْآنِ إِمَامًا وَحَكَمًا, and that the Quran is my imam, my leader, my hero. Everything I do according to the Quran Sharif. And it is my judge. Everything what the Quran judges for me, I accept that wholeheartedly. But how much of us are in that? If we think of simple things like intermingling of sexes, which Quran has made totally haram, if we think about our inheritance matters, so many things we go against the Quran Sharif. Like that, we all are happy at it. I believe in the Quran and I'm following the Quran. But if we have to analyze our lives and put ticks and crosses at every one juncture, we will be surprised at what our condition is. And then we wonder why the condition of the Ummah is as it is. Anyway, this is the surah before this, Al-Hakum al-Takathur. Allah Ta'ala explained there that man is all the time just engaged in trying to accumulate wealth, make more and more money. So, and in this time that he's got, this worldly life, that is his prime object, to live it up in this world, to accumulate, amass wealth, live comfortably. But this time, well, asr, time, that Allah has taken an oath on time. Time is to prepare for the eternal life of the year after. And if man is just going to be concerned about his dunya, making more money, bank balances, properties, etc., then Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. This is when man generally, a blanket, a ruling Allah has given, but in the ayat in front, إِلَّا. Then Allah has excluded those other people who are not included in here. Otherwise, man generally is in great loss when he misuses his time. And if we study the lives of our elders, then we will see that they did not miss one moment in preparing for the life of the year after. Whereas we have enough time to take out time, whole time for holidays also. Whereas they not even one minute, one moment they abuse and using it for the sake of this dunya, everything they had done for the akhirat. And when we, how much of our time is just being destroyed, that we just lose our time, we don't use it correctly in any way whatsoever. But today, even in the month of Ramadan, we openly say, I have to pass time. How to pass the rozas, whereas Ramadan, there isn't a single moment. And we find our elders, for example, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, is one of our great elders of our time. And he should not waste one single moment in Ramadan. He did not meet anyone in the month of Ramadan. He just confined himself to Quran Sharif, to Ibadat by day and by night. So this is the value of time. But unfortunately we are passing through time, but we don't value it. Time is a creation of Allah Ta'ala. Now from another aspect, if we see the great qudrat of Allah to create something like time, we can't even comprehend it today. We just take it for granted we are living in time. But we don't realize and think that Allah is the creator of this time. So whatever, and time is that in which we are born, in which we die, in which great, great historical events take place. All this is in time. If we ponder a little bit, we will realize, gain marifat of how great Allah Ta'ala is. But for concrete things, material things, we can still understand. Our food, our drink, our body, that Allah has created all this. But an abstract thing, a thing that is not, we can't touch it, we can't feel it. This time, what Allah Ta'ala has created, so how great is Allah Ta'ala? And further than, and we should give it a little time to think of time, that what this great ni'mat and this great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala is. Further, Allah gave us the measurement of time. This is again another great ni'mat. We don't think of it. That Fajr namaz is at 10 to 6. And we all know, we prepare ourselves, we come for Fajr 10 to 6. Adhan is at 5:30. We all prepare ourselves. But where did we get this time from? That I was born on so and so date. This happened on so and so date. The measurement of time. I will meet you at so and so time. We have a meeting at this time. All these things, that an event, a wedding is going to take place. Janaza, namaz will take place at this time. If there wasn't this time and there wasn't a measurement of time, what should our condition have been? How Allah Ta'ala has prepared? So this asr, time which Allah is talking about, is a very, very great thing. And the greatest and the practical lesson, that we must not abuse this time, that we must use it correctly. There is no problem with resting, with sleeping also, there is no problem, but that we don't abuse time. Today on the cell phone, and our youngsters especially, and today across the board, on games that we play, we actually got even in our homes PlayStations. That we have got time to waste, to play. That not only in other places, right in our home also. To pass time, I'll watch this film. I'll watch this TV program. I'll watch this soap. If we really think time, what a great treasure it is. And one of the things, even in Jannat, a person will have sorrow about. Even in Jannat, a person will have sorrow about that moments of mine in which I did not make the zikr of Allah. And perhaps Allah forgive us all, our youth, we spend whole of our youth in total unmindfulness. Not a few moments here and there, but our young days far away from deen. We were just perhaps here and there some namaz or something. But how we, and even now in our old age now, how much we are still wasting time. And we are still passing time. So Allah Ta'ala has taken the qasam of time here, and time is a very, very great thing, and Allah only takes qasam on His great creations. So yeah, Allah has taken qasam of time, the surah that we did before, Allah took the qasam on part of time, wal fajri, wal layalin ashr, the time of Fajr, and the 10 nights of the month of Dhul Hijjah, how valuable those days are. Allah had taken time, qasam on that. And then the subject in front is also a very important subject. If we don't use time correctly, we abuse time, what our destruction will be. May Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate every ni'mat of Allah, to recognize it, to gain the marifat of Allah, to use it correctly and gain the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. Subhanallah.